Welcome to the Talking Trucks podcast. I'm Will Shires, and today my guest is Scania UK product experience specialist, Andy Hatter. Andy, before we even get started, what is a product experience specialist?
So, Will, what I do, when all the new vehicles are handed over to customers, I go over to the customer and I explain how the vehicle works, how it runs, and to get the best out of the vehicle for their, for what they do, basically.
Okay.
Fuel efficiencies, everything. Drivers, just so they know and they're comfortable to know what they can do in a Scania.
All right. Well, sounds like I'm in safe hands. So, what are we in today?
So, we're in a PHEV today, which is a P320. So, this is our plug-in hybrid vehicle. And it's one of three electrified vehicles that we do. So we've got a plug-in hybrid vehicle, the Urban BEV, which you have driven already.
Yeah.
So what did you think of that?
Yeah, brilliant. Oh, yeah, fantastic. You can always judge an electric truck by how quiet it is inside.
Oh, yeah,
because the amount of squeaks and rattles you normally hear, but yeah. That was flawless.
There is a safety feature they do on the hybrid and the electric truck. So where it is so quiet, over a certain speed, it does actually emit a noise.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So people around you can hear it. And when you get over a certain speed on roads, etc., then it disappears. So that's when you get the complete quietness.
Got you.
So we've got the PHEV, the BEV Urban that you've had yourself, and we've also got the BEV Haul Tractor, which will be coming end of 2023, early 24.
Okay.
Which will be the long haul electric tractor unit.
Got you.
So looking forward to that, and obviously I'm sure you'll have a...
Yeah, I'll definitely have a play in that, hopefully. So electric is the big thing at the moment.
Okay.
Obvious question, why has Scania chosen to put a combustion engine in this?
To be fair, it's for all our customers. We're trying to suit all customers' needs, so this will be ideal for them customers that are just sort of coming into the electrification, but they still need a bit of diesel power. So when they're on the motorways, etc., they can still use diesel. They can regenerate the electric motor. So when they go into places like London, etc., where they've got the low emission zones, the quiet zones, they can literally press a button, Will, and it will turn straight into electric, and they can use that for their day-to-day in and out of these zones.
Okay. This one's on 100% charge at the moment.
Yeah.
How long did it take for you to... I presume it was plugged in overnight, was it?
This, as a fact, I actually regenerated this as we was coming down here today on the travel down. So
how long was that journey?
An hour.
Okay.
So basically there's a button on the dash that you can use and that will charge the vehicle. So we'll put in a bit of force generation. But the best thing is to do with these vehicles is through braking. It's all about adapting the vehicle and adapting your driving skills to be able to recharge the vehicle when you're going along. So general braking and also just anticipation as well. So you're always slowing down before you come to these things, and it will regenerate and it adds back battery life to the vehicle.
Okay, so why would you need to plug it in at all then?
It's more for the fact, so say if you was in London and you're getting low on charge and maybe your base is in London, and you're in them quiet zones, you can plug it in and you'll get your recharge there and you won't have to worry about running your diesel engine for the emissions, etc.
Got you. This technology, do you see this as a stopgap between diesel and electric, full electrification?
This will be, yeah. The way that we're coming along with our battery electric vehicles now is just so far, and that's going to be the way forward, hopefully. I think it's the next evolutionary step for us in the industry to decarbonisation and just become more sustainable, to be honest.
Yeah. Tell me about the batteries then. How many has it got?
So this one's got three batteries, so three battery option, this one. So you've got one pack one side, and that's got a cooling system as well. Obviously,
yeah.
You keep it cooling for the batteries, and you've got a pack the other side as well. So, yeah, but they're all in a super safe structure, really hard. So just in case you don't want any damage, you obviously get into them.
Yeah. Right, so this is a 320.
Yep.
Presumably it runs on HVO and biodiesel as well, does it?
It does, yeah, absolutely does. So basically what we're trying to do is it's a stepping stone between these renewable fuels for us. So it's another option for the customers to be able to renew fuels with the HVO, etc. And it just helps
Yeah, that helps on the route to decarbonisation, I guess.
100%, yeah, definitely.
We're in a P series here, but yeah. Is it also available in any other cabs?
Yeah, we do L cab as well and G cab. So L cab, obviously, for urban use is really good because you're getting that star rating as well, like DVS star rating.
Of course.
So when you're going into London, you need, for pedestrians, etc., you want that low ride. You want to be closer to the... You don't want people coming in and in between you. You really want to be safe around London, that sort of areas like that. So it's just, it's really good.
I mean, that said, the visibility in this is pretty good.
It is. We've got a city safe window in this one as well.
Not that I can see anything out of that with your legs in the way.
Yeah, because my legs are out sitting here. But we also have on this vehicle in particular, we've got side detection on, which is, I don't know if you can see where we've got two amber warning lights on either side of the dash. And what happens is, if a vehicle or anything comes between you and the side scan of the vehicle, it will actually show up amber. If you go to indicate and there's a car or a vehicle next to you, it'll actually warn alert and it will come up red to warn you that there's someone there. So it's just that extra safety precaution that we have in these vehicles, just to help drivers as well as pedestrians to realise that these vehicles are on the road and we're trying to be as safe as we possibly can, to be fair.
Right, should we go for a drive then?
Yeah, that'd be perfect. Put your foot on the brake for this one.
Okay.
And then turn it over. You can start. If you carry on, it will start in full engine. If you wanted to just go electric straight away.
So why does it start in diesel?
You can start in...
Oh, you can start in electric?
You can start in electric, yeah. You just don't carry on for that other bit. And then that will do that. If you want to go fully in electric now, you can press that.
Okay. Well, we're going to do a couple of junctions on the motorway now, so it makes sense to keep it in diesel.
Yeah, and it will show you, I can show you then how to regeneration. So, on the, do you know like your retarder handle?
Yep.
So, you've got the exhaust brake and it's electric braking. So, on the first stage, it's 50% electric motor braking.
Yep.
On the second stage, it's 100% motor braking.
Yep.
On the third stage, it's 100% electric motor braking, 50% exhaust brake. On the fourth, it's 100 and 100, so both motor and exhaust brake.
All right.
And on the fifth, it's 100%, 100%, and it will shift down as well.
Right.
So the first two stages, that's where you're getting your most of the regeneration in. You'll notice as well when you're doing it, you'll feel the drag on it as well. Okay. First stage is slight regeneration. Second, you'll see more as the blue bar goes across.
So now we're entering into an urban area, so I can
literally just push that bar.
Okay.
That'll put it straight into electric.
Wow, what a difference.
It is, isn't it?
Why would a driver want to be sitting on top of a rattling diesel engine? So what sort of feedback do you get from drivers when they go out in this?
It's fantastic, to be honest. I don't think they realise how smooth the transition is. Well, I think back in the day when the first hybrids came out, it was quite clunky, cars, etc. And now with these, I think it's just effortless. Everything about it, there's nothing you've got to quickly do or set up. It's all in the flick of one button, as you've seen.
Wow, it's incredibly quiet, isn't it?
It is.
The engine brake's good as well, isn't it?
And if you were to go down in the third stage, that will start the engine back up.
I see.
It's almost too quiet, isn't it?
Yeah, it's incredible, isn't it? Like I say, I've been in some electric trucks where the interior just rattles. You hear the seats squeaking, you hear the door panels rattling.
Yeah.
This, well, it's almost completely quiet. I can hear the key moving, and that's it.
So can you hear that noise now of what I was explaining earlier? About when you go up to a certain speed? So if you go, sound frequency increases. So from 0 to 20 kilometres an hour, that's when it's at highest.
Ah.
You go for 20 to 30, it starts to fade off. And then after 30, that's when it disappears. And you just got the silence.
So you can actually hear the body behind us rattling. It's incredible, isn't it? No noise from inside the cab at all.
It's just ideal for these sort of areas as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because they're only going to push out the quiet zones, low emission zones, further and further. Quite eerie, isn't it?
Yeah. I could definitely get used to driving one of these around London. This one's going out to, it's a seed vehicle, is it? A demo vehicle?
Yes.
It's going out to various fleets.
Yeah, this will be going to certain customers.
Have you got quite a few lined up?
Yeah, fully booked. I think we're, like I say, we've been doing the shows and we really wanted to sort of get it out there. And now, now's the time to start pushing it towards customers. And
yeah. Yeah, I know this is unladen, but the pickup is quite impressive, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is, yeah. You can certainly notice.
Well, we're going to a dual carriageway now, so let's re-engage the engine. Oh, it's seamless, isn't it?
It is, and then basically as soon as you do that, you're starting the regeneration process again.
Yeah.
So you're recharging your batteries from what you just used. So if you can drum into like the drivers and that, the anticipation like you just did there, you're laughing. That's it. You're just going to get it back all the time, isn't it?
Yes.
He actually warned you as well, if you put on your brake too hard, it will say tips.
Oh, really?
Yeah, don't brake so hard and better charge the battery. Well, I don't know, you know, like the scoring system, yeah, the star scoring?
Yeah.
It's actually
for anticipation and.
Yeah, there's actually one on there now for charging.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
So, should I switch to electric now or?
Yeah.
Difference.
Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, even at this speed.
Yeah, because a lot of car hybrids, you can only go up to a certain amount of speed, can't you? And then it shuts off and goes.
Yes, that's right. A little bit about you now. What got you into the industry?
My dad was a panel beater, and my brother used to work in the HGV industry. I originally went in to Scania to do a remit test to see if I could qualify to become a HGV technician, and while I was there I actually got offered an interview. I was 17 and got past the interview and I actually got a job. So at first I was an apprentice technician for around 13 years, and then I moved into service because I wanted to get a bit more customer relations, and you know, I really enjoyed that. Then the opportunity for the product experience specialist come along, and to work with people like yourself, it was just, it opened my eyes up to a new whole level, and I just love getting involved and I love the customer relation side of it.
Okay. When did you pass your test?
HGV test, I passed that in 2012. So yeah, I've got my class one and my class two. So yeah.
Do you enjoy your job?
I really do, yeah. Yeah, 100%. I've been doing this role now just a little over a year, but I've loved every minute of it. Yeah, I'm looking forward to all the new things to come.
Excellent. And I've thoroughly enjoyed driving this. So thank you very much for your time.
No, thank you for your time.
Cheers.